Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Gospel Fuel podcast. This is the midweek refill portion of the podcast where we talk through our Bible reading plan from the year. And if you want to join us on that plan, you can go to firstfamily.church/resources, and then there's a link there for Bible reading plan. We're in week 25 this week, which includes Proverbs, finishing up 1 Thessalonians, starting 2 Thessalonians, which is ironic because we're currently in our series in 2 Thessalonians. And I've got Molly on here. She's part of our staff. She's going to be on the podcast today to talk about our reading this week. So good to have you back, Molly.
Yes. So one of the things in the reading was Proverbs 31. So as a woman, just naturally drawn to Proverbs 31. So that was the passage that I chose. But more specifically, inside of Proverbs 31 is verse 30, where it says, "Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised." And I chose that verse just because I think it's a really good reminder for us as women, especially, that our true value as a woman is in our relationship with the Lord. It's not necessarily a woman who has a spotless house or has perfectly behaved children, but it really is in her relationship with the Lord. And then even looking at that further with the word fear, when it says a woman who fears the Lord, it's not the kind of fear of like we're afraid of God. It's more of a woman who has a heart completely in awe of God, or a woman who seeks him in everything. She trusts him with her whole life, and she has a heart of reverence. So I just thought that was a really good reminder of a woman who fears the Lord will be praised, and that our true worth and value is in our relationship with the Lord, not in the earthly things.
You notice also it doesn't say, I mean, you said like the house isn't clean or your children's isn't, you know, or the person who, the mom or the mom whose house is clean and kids are perfectly behaved. It also doesn't say like the woman who reads her Bible every single day, or the woman who is praised for 30 minutes a day, or it doesn't even say like spiritual things. That's a heart posture it's talking about here. So we have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. We're in this, we're in the little season, you know? And you as, you have three kids. You were in the little season for a while. I'm sure every mom listening to this who has littles at home, but I mean, not just that season, but especially that season. It's hard to find time to have yourself to quiet, to spend time with the Lord. I think there's, there can be guilt there of like, well, I haven't read my Bible in a few days, or I've only read it a couple times this week or whatever. I think here we're seeing like it isn't necessarily the woman who spends X amount of time doing this or that. It's a heart posture, right? Like, do you love the Lord? Are you in awe of him? Are you, if you, do you fear the Lord? Then that's what is praiseworthy. I think that should be, hopefully. I mean, I'm not a mom, but I understand, like I have a wife who's in that season and like, to give yourself grace of like, hey, like there's a lot more about what's going on in your heart and your relationship with God necessarily. And of course, Bible reading, prayer, those things are really good things. But I think like you got to understand it's not just that.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And yes, while it is, you know, we're talking about young moms, but just even like thinking for all women, whether you're a mom, whether you're not, whether you're married, whether you're a teenage girl, whatever stage of life that you're in, it is your heart posture. It is about your relationship with the Lord. And are you in awe of him? Do you trust him? Is there a reverence? And so you're exactly right. Like no matter where you're at, if if you're married, not married, children, no children, it's for all women. And I just thought that was just good encouragement. And then also thinking about like as men, the men in our church, I'm sure they all have a Proverbs 31 woman in their life, whether it's a mom, a wife, a sister, a daughter, and just recognizing that, like letting the men be encouraged by seeing this verse of like, look around, you probably have a Proverbs 31 woman in your life. And if she fears the Lord, then she will be praised. And so celebrate her and recognize that in her.
That's a really undervalued, underrated aspect of our churches and our and our Christian culture is identifying graces and in another and praising them or or conveying that to the person. Like I'm not naturally good at this. I'm just not wired to be like, you know, we've all met someone who's like super encouraging. That's not how I'm wired. So I have to really try hard to be good at that. I think like as a majority, we don't do great at that. Because it feels weird or because like, well, if I don't want to say something to this person because they might take. And, you know, and Adam just preached, you know, a few weeks ago about like, well, I don't want to get a big head. So don't compliment me on my sermon. Because so I think we like are nervous to do that. But like we're supposed to praise the, yeah. It just says right here, we're supposed to praise the women praised. Who are fearing the Lord. Yeah. Like, so I think that's just a good reminder in general, like praise those women in your life, but just look around you too. And who is deserving of praise around you that you probably would make their day.
Yeah.
I think there's a quote out there somewhere. It says like, you don't ever have to worry about over-encouraging someone.
Right. Absolutely.
Cause no one's been like, man, just could you take it easy? I've been being praised too much today.
Too much today.
But I think that like you might make someone's day just by saying like, hey, I saw you did that. Or here's where I see something about you. You're so good at this, or the Lord's working you in this way. Mm-hmm. We're bad at that. We should be way more, our lips should be way looser to do that sort of praising horizontally, not only vertically.
Celebrate them.
Yeah. Yes. That's a great reminder and something there that applies to all of us. So super applicable. So Molly, thanks for sharing from God's Word and a great timely reminder for us. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. We'll see you next time.